Anvil.com.
Of course we're ready. It's time now for you to spend an hour listening to the latest in information about food with the supermarket guru himself. I don't know what his wife thinks. Is she Mrs. Supermarket Guru? Laura is a Phil Embers. She's not.
Doesn't even like to go to the supermarket. I can admit
really?
It to you.
Ah.
because really I'm not a lot of fun when I go either out to eat.
No, because of your job. Right.
Yeah, we're in a supermarket. I'm going up and down the aisles. I'm saying, look at this. I'm buying this, not to consume, but because it's new, it's exciting, or it's just simply horrible.
Yeah. All right, so the supermarket news, the food news that every week we feature, in terms of ages, oftentimes we, I think, look at this from an adult perspective, okay? What are you eating as an adult? What's the food value in certain foods? I don't know that we talk very often about children and the way to feed them properly, or in fact, whether they're, I remembered, and I don't, this is a vague memory, Phil, so forgive me, of having when I was very young, a store for food for babies or for young children. And that's, you know, the supermarket world we live in now. Everything is all, and you can buy oil in the supermarket. So everything gets, I'm talking about motor oil. Everything right. has been put together. But do you remember, because you and I are about the same age, any places where your parents might have gone to buy things that were specially aimed at feeding babies and young children?
Absolutely not.
No, okay. So
I think you're making this up. I've never even heard of such a concept.
No, I'm not. I remember.
Never even heard of it.
There was a store, the old A&P.
No,
the A&P. Well, but there are a lot of little niches. This may have been a local thing. I just remember it was next to the A&P store. Right. And how many of us remember the A&P store? You remember A&P store?
Sure, this wasn't like a little pet food store.
No. It was next to the A&P. Okay. And it was aimed at getting mothers to feed things specifically that were good for the baby. Anyway, all right.
Obviously,
so.
It was very successful. Great concept.
Right. Well, maybe it's an idea for somebody to pursue today.
Or not.
Yeah, right.
You know, just a couple of years ago, with all the rise of food allergies, and we're going to talk about food allergies in a little bit, but there were a couple stores that came out that were just like gluten-free stores.
Yes.
Or allergy-free stores.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't make it either.
No, but there is a gluten-free section in every supermarket in the world now.
Absolutely. Even though less than 1% of Americans are actually celiacs.
Yeah.
But people like the idea of eating gluten-free because it's less filling.
Yeah.
And also it's like the Atkins diet, so you can lose weight if you're on a gluten-free diet.
I have celiac, a mild case of it. And when you put it that way, I feel like, yeah, you're either a celiac or you're a leper. One or the other.
No.
Sloan Miller.
Not even close.
Sloan Miller, who's the author of Allergic Girl, a food allergy advocate, is going to join us, as Phil suggested, in a few minutes. That'll be part of our discussion. And we also are going to be really focused on some of the dietary guidelines. There was something this week, I think, about parents, or not parents, but people in general just not caring anymore about whether they're fat or what they're eating. Did you see that? It's basically, I don't care. You keep all of this focus and concern. People say, I don't care.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
Of course they're wrong.
If you take a look around, and clearly, you know, America's fat, 66% of Americans are either overweight or obese.
Yeah.
This is an impending disaster when it comes to health care with diabetes. And, you know, we have kids now who are having strokes at age 10.
Yeah.
This is an epidemic.
And if nothing else will keep you slim, obese people are much less interested and have a much less satisfying, a much less satisfying sex life.
Well, of course they do. Not to be gross here for a second, but can you imagine 300-pound people going at it?
No, I don't even want to. But there are
the floor.
There
if
are
it's on the second floor of a house. It's going to collapse. I'm sorry. You're going to get nasty emails on that.
There are people.
Doug at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, thank you very much. There are people who have that sort of interest, and there are special places that then that's as much as you need to know.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
So Phil this week was in New York City, and the New Yorkers, other than being seriously involved in the president being there and local politicians and officials at Ground Zero because of the death of bin Laden. It also was what would have gotten much more coverage had that event not taken place last weekend and everybody talked about it. It was Hemp Health Week in New York.
Hemp
and you
History.
Went,
Hemp History
Hemp
Week.
History Week, even
Hemp
better.
Hemp History Week.
Right.
It's very interesting. And there's a bunch of endorsers, of which I am one.
Yeah.
Endorsers are not paid or anything else. Celebrating hemp. Right. And again, keep in mind that hemp is not marijuana.
No.
Two very separate things. And hemp is one of the best crops that we could grow. In fact, for centuries, actually here in the U.S., you were required, if you were a farmer, to grow at least 10% of your crop as hemp.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all these folks. And then it was outlawed in 1957 because the DEA decided that they couldn't tell the difference visually between a hemp plant
and of course,
and
it's so horrible. I'm not a marijuana smoker. I've never been a user. But I don't care if people want to use it. We're so crazy in this country. We really are. This country is so crazy.
And so we have to import all of our hemp from Canada.
Yeah.
Just to give you some idea, and Doug, I'm not sure what you yield from an acre, but the average farmer yields about $25 to $30 profit from an acre. Hemp farmers yield about $200 an acre. It's very easy to grow. It's very nutritious, rich in omega-3s, omega-6s.
Yep. Cows love
oil,
it, by the way. It's a
fabulous.
Great green food for cows.
Oh, it's
great.
Absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
And, in fact, Ron Paul, yet again, for the third time, is going to introduce legislation to hopefully get hemp legalized in this country. 17 states have approved it, but obviously you can't grow it until the feds say it's okay.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger vetoed it twice. Now it's going to come up in front of Jerry Brown, who probably is not going to veto it.
No.
And, you know, we just
look
at this.
He likes to smoke pot,
thing.
Doesn't he? He's probably a pot smoker.
No.
But it is, not to be facetious. This is, I would, on my farm, I use about 800 or 900 acres of land to support my dairy farm. And I would put in 100 acres, I'd grow hemp in a second. I would.
Yeah.
The cows like it. It's good feed for the cows. And anything, it's like buckwheat. It's like Sudan grass, sorghum, corn, any of that stuff. Very good for the cows. And it's as you suggested, there is a whole lot of good that comes from using it. So what did you learn about hemp history from your visit to New York that you didn't know in this last week?
Nothing.
Really? Okay. Well,
nothing.
The way
I actually got involved in hemp is I did a segment on the Today Show about 7 years ago about
it. Right,
And the funniest thing is, you know, I went to my producer at the time. I said, I want to do a segment about hemp, and, you know, everybody's giggling, and what are you, nuts? Then I went to a supervising producer, same thing, you know, went up the ladder.
Yeah.
But it was actually one of the most popular segments that we ever did as it related to food and so on, because people just don't know.
Yep.
And, in fact, I had a lot of conversations with the DEA about it, and I wanted to actually show a hemp plant so that people would understand the difference. And they said that if I showed it on the air, I would be arrested. So actually, and in fact, the video is still up on
stupidity.
YouTube.
What
stupidity. Actually showed a plastic hemp
stupidity.
Plant.
Ugh. Give me a deliver
us. Jail now
from
instead of right here with you.
This guy had a dark suit on with a thin tie and sunglasses and a closely cropped haircut, right? Told you that?
Oh, it was just on the phone.
Oh.
We never met in person. I'm not going to meet with them. What are you, nuts? I'm not getting anywhere near them.
800-510-8255. Comments. We're going to meet Sloan Miller, who is an allergy advocate and expert. We're going to talk about allergies. Very appropriate for this time of year, especially for those of us who are on the farm around things growing. You're having allergy reactions, your dog, your cat, pets, people, and animals have allergies. And so we'll figure out how to help you best there. And in the meantime, Phil is happy as the world's number one consumerologist to help you understand the value of what's in the grocery, how to get the best out of your trip down the grocery aisles. Check out his website. Sign up for the SupermarketGuru.com daily news flash at SupermarketGuru.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
We have the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, here on the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on food. You do a lot of travel, and that's one of the other things that we have in common. And you were talking about going through the lines you don't want to go through, nor do I, the screening process with the x-ray machine, because it's bad for you. So they're trying to make people like me feel uncomfortable. They put you aside. And so your story this week was that they, as usual, treated you rudely. And like you were a nuisance, right? Because you didn't want to go through.
I am a nuisance.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. But yeah, you know, I didn't want to go through it. I fly about 250,000 miles a year, as you do. And, you know, who wants that extra radiation? I really don't want to glow in the dark.
Yeah.
I like Thomas Edison. The whole light bulb thing works for me. I don't have to create my own energy here.
Uh-huh.
So they said, okay, not a problem. Just stand over there. And after 5 minutes, I said, hello.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, well, we're really busy.
You know what? I'd look at them and say, you know what? That's your problem. You got all these people standing around here. I want to have, you know, you can stand on you. I have a right to do this. You know, the more noise you make after a while.
But then they can also, you know, delay you.
Yeah. Well, that's because people need to get, we need to get wise to this stuff and stop putting up with, like, we were sheep, all of this stuff. Osama bin Laden is dead. Hello. They didn't need the TSA before. They need them less now. Anyway, that's Phil's story, and I just wanted you to know about it. We're going to deal with allergies up next here. Good Day Weekend.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Could save you.
All right, food is the focus here. The Good Day Weekend program. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, saving money, figuring out what the best foods are. We'll talk about the price of food later on during the hour, but now we'll meet Sloan Miller, who's the author of Allergic Girl. And as a person who has been studying this, we give you credibility, Sloan. I have certain allergies. I think most people do. They just don't know it. Mine have gotten worse, and they're different. It doesn't affect my lifestyle, although I sneeze because of being on the farm and around all the things that are starting to grow. And I guess there are so many allergies that are internal and external. Maybe, Phil, that's where we start. When you talk about food allergies, how broad is this or allergies in general, how broad is the category?
Well, food allergies, there are 8 top allergens that are identified by the FDA as causing 90% of most food allergic reactions. Those are egg, dairy, wheat, tree nut, peanut, fish, shellfish, and soy.
What do you make of that? I eat all that stuff. I'm surprised I'm alive.
Exactly. And, you know, I've got to tell you something, Doug and Sloan. And food allergies are very important. No question about it. And I give a lot of respect. What we're constantly doing is trying to find new foods that are gluten-free. We're putting them up on our website. However, it's gotten a bit carried away, and I'm going to say that for two reasons. Number one is this whole thing about kids and school has gotten absurd, where kids can't bring certain foods to school. And again, I'm not looking to make anybody ill that has a food allergy, but it's gotten way out of control. And also, we've got better tests now for food allergies than ever before. And what we're finding is a lot of people who think that they have food allergies really don't. So go out there and get tested before you're driving everybody crazy. Doug?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go nuts. I have a celiac problem, so I try to stay away from gluten as much as possible. Phil and I were talking about that.
We all should do.
A few minutes ago.
Not even if you're celiac.
Right.
We consume far too much gluten in this country.
Right. So where do we bear down on this, Sloan? What is your problem?
What are my food allergies?
Yeah.
My food allergies are tree nuts and salmon. And for many adults with food allergies, the least outgrown of the food allergens are peanuts, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish. So I fall right into that.
So how did you first find out you had the allergy? And what do you do about it?
So I first found out that I was food allergic actually in infancy. When I was switched from breast milk to cow's milk, I developed a rash, and my doctor recognized that as an allergic
I bet it
reaction.
Wasn't raw milk. It was pasteurized milk,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was just regular, you know,
right.
Cow's milk.
If you had raw milk, you wouldn't have had an allergy to it.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you. As a guy, I'm a dairy farmer who produces and sells raw milk. I'm telling you, you wouldn't have had an allergy to it if you'd okay. Trust me on that one.
Okay, so the next one was when I was 2, and I ate a handful of tree nuts, and my face blew up, which is a very classic sign of a food allergy. So, and then as I ate more foods, as you know, I got older and into early childhood, we discovered more and more food allergies by actually ingesting the food.
So,
it's a very clear
I'm
cut.
Curious about the salmon allergy. Are you allergic to all salmon or just farm-raised salmon? Can you have wild salmon or just salmon
things,
in general?
Yeah, this is, you know, I haven't had salmon in a long time, obviously, because, and when I was eating salmon, there weren't those distinctions. I haven't had salmon in probably over 20 years. So, I have no idea what kind of salmon it was, except it was the kind that my mom bought at the store. Remember, this 20 years ago, there wasn't wild, there wasn't farmed. It was just you go to the store and you buy some salmon. The gold standard for diagnosing a food allergy is eating the food, And at this point, it's in a controlled setting. So I wouldn't, if I wanted to find out whether it was wild or whether it was farmed, I'm sure it's both because it's the protein in the salmon. It doesn't matter wild or farmed. I would go to my allergist, to my board-certified allergist, and do something that's called a food challenge in his office in a very controlled setting.
Now, you know, in fact, years ago, Doug, I did a segment on food allergies.
On the Today Show.
I actually went through the test with all the needles. You know, it took almost a full day where they take a needle and they, you know, stick you with all the different things. I mean, it must have been hundreds of needles. I was just so exhausted from being poked with needles. The good news is that, you know, I came up with, you know, minimal whatever. But it was fascinating, you know, the science that's really behind these food allergies.
Well, you can also, this goes into your dog. I have an English bulldog and had her blood tested and found out she was allergic to 3,462 things.
Including you?
No, she's not allergic to me.
Oh, good.
Thank heavens. But, you know, this it affects your life, your family, your pet, all of these things. Now, what I want to know, and we'll pause here for a moment and get back to Sloan Miller, the author of Allergic Girl, The Adventures in Living Well with Food Allergies. I want to know what advice you have, Sloan, for, let's say you're a dinner guest at somebody's house, you and your spouse or your friend, whatever, you go to somebody's house and you're allergic to all this stuff. What do you say and how do you present your request? Let's deal with that and some of the other things, the practical side of having dietary restrictions if you want to get invited back. Like if Phil and I went to your house and I was allergic to something, what do I say to Laura in order to, you know, get invited back again? And she'd have me.
Bring your own food.
Thank you. That's actually a pretty good idea. Half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thousands and thousands of you are interested in this because you're allergic. You've been told you are allergic. If you're joining us, we have a conversation going. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, and Doug Steffen, the supermarket shopper. I'm like all the rest of
and
you.
Dairy farmer extraordinaire.
I have got many of the things in the ground, peas and lettuce and broccoli, the early planting things that are growing already. And in a month, I'll start eating. And much of what I eat in the summertime, like I'm right home and I go to the garden and get the stuff, and I will buy very little at the grocery store.
But look at how lucky you are with your plantings. Look at what's going on in the Midwest.
Yeah.
If they don't get their corn and soy in the ground very soon, and I'm talking about like a week, you have any idea what the food prices are going to go? Illinois has just planted about 1% of corn. Last year at this time, it was over 15%.
Yeah.
Indiana has about 10% in the ground. Yeah. Last year at this time, it was over 50%. Food prices are going to go through the roof.
Yeah. You really have to be aware of all of that stuff. Never mind that, the petroleum products, the price of food as a result of petroleum products, oof, ugly. All right, back to Sloan Miller. She has written a book called Allergic Girl, Adventures in Living Well with Food Allergies. It's Food Allergy Week, in fact, this coming week. And I was trying to be practical with this, Sloan. There's a lot of different practical application. But what do you say if you're allergic to all these things and you're invited to somebody's house for dinner?
Yes.
Phil said, bring your own food. I guess that's a way of, you know, dealing with it. But how else might you? What's the proper way, etiquette, of having somebody help you but not, you know, go crazy with it?
Certainly. And this is something that I talk about extensively in my book, Allergic Girl, and I also talk about with my coaching clients. The first thing, you really need to know what you're allergic to. It seems overly simple, but a lot of people have confusion. You need to take your food allergy seriously. You need to bring your medication with you at all times and know when.
But
and
you
got to
know. How do you know? You get a blood test?
You have to go visit. First of all, you're having an adverse reaction to food. That's the first thing. Something, you're eating something, you're getting hives, you're wheezing, you're itching. That's the first indication that you have a food allergy, and you must go to a board-certified allergist, and then they follow that up. They follow up those food adverse reactions with testing to confirm what your body has been telling you.
Right.
This is the first thing you need to know. Is you need to know what you can't have. The next thing is you need to communicate clearly to those people around you. And in this case, this means to your hostess or host, you need to give them a lot of heads up. This is what I can't have. This is what I can have. What are you serving? What may I bring? How may I make this easy for you? Because really, the whole point is to be together. Eating is secondary to being together. And so, as Phil said, if it means bringing your own food, and if that's going to make it easy for everyone, including you and your host or hostess, I say do it.
Yeah.
If it's going to be easy for them, if they're making, let's say, a vegan meal and, you know, everything is eggplant-based, and I'm allergic to eggplant as well, then that's not going to work for me. And I don't want them to go out of their way. So I'll bring a dish that's good for everyone, and we'll all enjoy it together. If you are the person hosting someone with a dietary restriction like celiac disease or food allergies, keep the labels. Keep the labels of everything that you are using. Make sure that you are not doing any cross-contamination in the kitchen, which means do not put the spoon from the salmon salad into the regular salad because that will contaminate the regular salad. And really communicate with your guests. It's all about communication, ultimately, talking with your guests, talking with your host, and seeing what makes sense for everyone.
And also, when you go out to eat in restaurants, in fact, restaurants are probably more of a problem because at least if you're going to someone's home, you've got a relationship with them. You can talk to them.
Mm.
But what scares the hell out of me is, frankly, restaurants. When people go into, you know, restaurants and they have allergies. In fact, what we did is, this goes back probably 7 or 8 years ago, came up with something called the Food Allergy Buddy Card that people can get for nothing. Just go to foodallergybuddy.com. You print it out. It's endorsed by the National Restaurant Association. You print it out. It has your name on it. It says what your allergies are. You give it to your waiter or waitress. They give it to the people in the kitchen. And frankly, what that does, when you give them that piece of paper, it is a legal binding document that if they don't follow it and you get sick, you can sue them.
Well, so, it's one of those cards that is actually a tool that I've recommended to my coaching clients and that I talk about in my worry-free dinners, which is this part of what I do is I contract with restaurants to serve a safe meal, and I bring groups of people in where we talk about replicating the experience. It's really the same skill whether you are talking to a doctor, whether you're talking to a host or hostess, or whether you're going out to a restaurant. And it's the skill set that I employ and that I teach is understanding your food allergy diagnosis, having your medications with you at all times, communicating clearly to those around you and creating a support system. And that you can do that in a restaurant. I do that. I dine out very, very often, and I treat the restaurant like they're going to be my new best friend. And because I know that they don't want to hurt me, that most restaurants understand that this is a food safety issue, food allergies, that is, and cross-contamination, and having guests enjoy their restaurant. That's what they want, and that's what I want. So I create that relationship with them, and we all have a great time.
There it is. Sloan Miller, founder and president of Allergic Girl Resources, a consultancy devoted to food allergy awareness. She has a private consultation business, as you can hear, and she also has written a very penetrating and thoughtful overview of allergies, Allergic Girl Adventures in Living Well with Food Allergies. Sloan, thank you for sharing your information with us here.
Thank you so much.
Phil Lever, the supermarket guru, 20 minutes before the hour. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Elizabeth Ward, who is a nutritionist, and she has some dietary guidelines. And sort of following up on what we just got from Sloan, somebody's going to be allergic to everything. I heard her say that some people are allergic to eggs. I found that hard to believe. What is there in an egg you'd be allergic to? Something.
Well, it's the protein. You know, there are certain people who have a problem with whatever foods are.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to have that, but you got to keep it in the right perspective. And again, as I said before, with celiac, less than 1% of the population has celiac.
Yeah.
Less than 1%.
Yep.
That's it. So put it in the right perspective. Let's do whatever we can for those folks who do have food allergies, but let's not get carried away. And I think especially when it comes to peanuts, we've gotten way carried away.
Crazy. You know, we're not going to serve peanuts anymore on the plane because we're afraid somebody might pick up one and eat it and go catatonic on the plane.
Well, right. And I feel bad for these kids that they can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school.
Yeah. All right. We're working on your brain and your body here. And one of the things, you got to have some common sense, it seems to me, in all of these things. So in terms of eggs, this is, by the way, National Egg Month, the month
of
May.
It is. It's National Egg Month. And right. With the school year winding down and final exams around the corner, it's a critical time for your family to eat a high-quality protein breakfast, like eggs. The all-natural protein in eggs can help your kids perform their best on those big days when it matters the most. And with the recent U.S. data that just came out that shows that one large egg is now 14% lower in cholesterol, down to 185 milligrams, and 64% higher in vitamin D, there's no excuse, and Doug, you're going to like this, not to get cracking.
Ah, excellent. How about, has anybody ever...
Excellent.
Egg-cellent.
Egg-cellent.
Yeah. Check out the IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg. I wonder if rats have ever tested eggs on rats. Everybody
tests
rats.
Everything on rats, which I don't understand. You know, and I know that they're close, but actually hogs.
Hogs? Oh, well, there's the end of that. On that note, we pause and continue. Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, and this segment brought to you by the incredible edible egg, America's Egg Farmers. 17 before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over-the-counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's 15 before the hour. 800-510-8255. We have a visit with the supermarket guru here every week at this time on the Good Day Weekend program, Phil Lempert. His website, supermarketguru.com. Find out what he's reviewed during the week, what he likes and what he doesn't like. I thought it was interesting at the end of the filming for Desperate Housewives last week for the season, Eva Longoria ordered a truck to come over from Fatburgers. And all of the people, for those of you who are not Angelians, right. A Fatburger is a Southern California thing. And I was looking at Felicity Huffman, who I think is a very attractive woman, what she ordered, just a regular burger along with Vanessa Williams. Everybody else went apparently crazy ordering all kinds of things. But Fatburger is like the In-N-Out burger. It doesn't, Carl's Jr. is just yuck versus...
Well, yeah, Fatburger is a very interesting chain. It's privately owned.
Yeah.
In fact, the founder of it is a woman that came out of the South.
Really?
And absolutely fabulous product. I actually like Fatburgers better than I like In-N-Out burgers.
Really? My son is a big Egan. I don't eat fat. I mean, I don't eat fat. I don't eat meat, so I don't go there. But my son is a big In-N-Out Burger fan. But I'll ask him for his. He just tells me that Carl's Jr. is garbage. Anyway,
I guess. That's not bad. I like Carl's Jr.'s TV commercials.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Perfect. Elizabeth Ward is here. She is a registered dietitian, nutrition consultant, the author of Expect the Best, Your Complete Guide to Healthy Eating Before, During, and After Pregnancy. And maybe that's a good place for us to start, Ms. Ward, talking about women who are pregnant and how careful. You know, we have all the news media, they overemphasize everything, scare everybody. So what practical knowledge can you give us that will help people as they, this is a wonderful thing. Mothers, expectant mothers and fathers want to be excited and enthused. And if you're told, don't do this and don't do that, be careful of this, you can lose your enthusiasm, right?
Well, right. And this is certainly a good topic because Mother's Day is coming up.
Yep.
And, I would say to a mom who is expecting a baby or planning for a baby that, you know, she should do what the 2010 dietary guidelines suggest, and that would be to focus on more whole foods and to make sure that she's getting enough whole grains and fruits and vegetables and low-fat dairy and, you know, not, as you said, not being afraid.
And, Liz, let me just interject one thing here, too, because right before this we were talking about food allergies. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you the number of times that I hear that not with a registered dietitian telling them or a doctor telling them, mm-hmm. but new parents, the mom decides that, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to avoid peanuts or mm-hmm. milk or whatever else as I'm pregnant because I feel that that's going to, you know, give my child-to-be a food allergy. And guess what happens? The kid pops up. And all of a sudden, there's all these food allergies because the mom hasn't been eating properly. What's going on here?
Well, you know what's going on is I think people are ignoring the advice of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And they say that, you know, unless you are a highly allergenic family, meaning that, you know, you have allergies as the mom or the dad has allergies or a sibling has allergies, it's very unlikely that your child will develop allergies out of nowhere. So it's really important not to be restricting your diet based on the fact that you're just going to try to prevent food allergies. You know, they're going to happen or they're not going to happen. And you may actually be short, you know, selling yourself on nutrition and your baby. And, before you do anything like that when you're pregnant or with an infant, you have to talk to a registered dietitian who is an expert in this area. I cannot recommend that enough because you're playing with fire. I mean, this you're really talking about, you know, really important developmental stages in life.
You know, it's really interesting. This is like what happens so frequently. You have one scientific study that says X, and then you have another scientific study that says, no, X is wrong, do Y. So we find ourselves in a conundrum here, Ms. Ward. Mm. As Phil just suggested, the dietitian says one thing and the allergy specialist says something else. How do you know what to believe?
I don't think that any dietitian worth their salt that was an expert in pediatrics would not be following what the consensus opinion was, and that's what I do. I look at what is all the scientific evidence combined, and when the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests to do something, that's who I listen to, not a single study here and a single study there, or somebody who might have an idea, you know, that something is going to work that isn't necessarily proven to be safe. I don't go down that road. You know, I've been in this business long enough to know that that's not a good idea.
Trends in buying or in consuming in terms of diet. Is there some? This week we heard that people, half the country doesn't care anymore about diet and they don't care about being obese. They just don't care.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is.
I mean, that's really sad news.
I don't think it's not that they don't care. I think that it's gotten so overcomplicated mm-hmm. for people that they're giving up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw that a long time ago. A lot of people gave up a long time ago. But, you know, I have to tell you, it's not really that difficult. And I know if you just listen to what the basic rules are, and as I said it, you know, at the top of the interview, to really be positive, to stay positive and to think about...
Hold on. I want you to hold on for a second. Elizabeth Ward, final words from her in a moment. And Phil and Doug continue on Good Day Weekend.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Yours.
Diet. Food. But no more beer?
No more beer.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here on the Good Day Weekend program, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Elizabeth Ward, who's written the dietary guidelines for 2010, which apply in 2011. I guess that's why you're here, Ms. Ward, because they're still good guidelines.
Yeah, well, I didn't write the guidelines, and I don't think I'd want to write the guidelines.
Exactly.
They're so technical. But
yeah.
I'm writing a book about them, and you're right. They're good for about the next 5 years or when they come out with another set. And, you know, you were talking about how hard it is to lose weight or weight control before the break. And, you know, I do recognize how hard it is. I just think that, you know, with all these diets out there, we've actually made it harder on ourselves, and we've forgotten the basic principles.
Right. Yeah, and the basic principles are?
Well, they're really to stay positive. That's what I was talking about before.
Yes.
we went to commercial. Like, to stay positive and talk about which foods to include. So as I said, you know, a diet based on low-fat and fat-free dairy and whole grains and lean protein sources and plenty of fruits and vegetables. And you know what else is you should really be choosing foods that give you the biggest bang for the caloric buck. You
Which
know,
would be
that,
what? What's an
well,
example?
Well, you just had a commercial for eggs, and I was chuckling because I was chomping at the bit to mention eggs because, you know, for 70 calories, you're getting such great nutrition, lots of protein, and you're getting lots of vitamins and minerals in that egg. For, as I said, for 70 calories, and, you know, I only buy Eggland's Best, for example. They're fortified eggs, and they've got, you know, twice the vitamin D and three times the vitamin B12 and 10 times the vitamin E of a regular egg, and also twice as much omega-3 fatty acids, which the American Heart Association is now saying, you know, is necessary on a daily basis in order to help us to stay healthy. So you want to make sure you're getting those foods that offer you the calories, I mean, offer you the nutrients for the calories, and just get rid of the stuff like chips and cookies and candy. You know those things aren't good for you.
Oh, please. Chips and cookies and candies aren't good for us? Did you know that, Phil?
You know, we know what to do. It's just hard. And I don't think that you have to totally get rid of those foods from your diet. But, I mean, we know that we can't be eating those on a daily basis and still, you know, control our weight.
There's a way of doing all of this stuff. I was talking to someone earlier this week who has a wellness forum center in Columbus, And she was talking about the way that you can straighten things out by eating, period. Your whole life can be straightened out by eating the right things. And so, obviously, the question about ice cream and cake and candy and whatever, and, like anybody else, you have to realize that people are going to have a little of it. Just be intelligent about it.
Right.
And that's probably what all of this is
about.
Well,
you know, I have foods that I stay away from because they're trigger foods, and I can't control myself around them.
The
and
chocolate.
I think you have to, you have to know what those foods are.
Yep.
And but still, like you said, include a treat every day. I have chocolate every day. You know, I have something every single day. And I think that, you know, it helps me to stay on track, actually, is to include those treats.
Right. All right. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth Ward. What's the website people can go to that will allow us to get more from your perspective?
Well, they can go to expectthebestpregnancy.com. That always has some great nutrition information, whether you're expecting a baby or not.
Uh-huh. And good for Mother's Day. All right. Thanks
right.
very much, Ms. Ward. Good to have you here. Elizabeth Ward, a freelance writer, nutrition consultant here with Phil and me. Before we run out of time, I'm going to say one thing in terms of low-fat diet, low-fat dairy. One of the things that you know about me in my world of being a dairy farmer, I understand raw milk and am becoming one of the country's foremost spokespersons for using raw milk. Raw milk is low fat because the fat doesn't stick in your system like it does when it's broken up in the homogenization process. So if you can find raw milk and get all the nutritional value out of it, you won't get any fat out of it because the fat globules have not been broken down by the homogenization process. Therefore, they don't stick in your system. You don't gain weight. So, food prices, Phil, 60 seconds on what to expect with the price of gas and oil, which has nothing to do with the fundamentals of supply and demand going up and up and up. We get angry at Wall Street, which we ought to. Commodity futures, energy futures are all impacting what we're going to pay for food, right?
The only good news is make sure you use a credit card where you get a lot of miles, because as prices go up, you're going to get more miles. Prices are going to go up, up, up with all the late plantings, with the fuel, with all the nonsense that's going on. You're going to spend a lot more on food.
And if you want to be angry at somebody, be angry at the greed from the Wall Street speculators, because their recklessness
absolutely
is what is ripping off you. It's like gambling on the price of whatever it is, oil, corn. It's all Wall Street related. They're the bad guys in this. That's what you need to keep in mind. Check out Phil's website, supermarketguru.com, for his daily news flash. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.